Accession number 4847, Reel 4.
Major Owen, Reel 4.
Because of my knowledge of languages, I was approached to set up a small camp which would interrogate people coming in from off the road to ascertain whether they were members of the German armed forces, or if they'd fought against us, or because there were Belgians, Germans, French, all Russians, all sorts. And there were, I had two Polish interpreters with me, both who spoke Russian. I had Emil de Groot, who spoke Dutch, and we set up, we were approached to set up this camp, which we eventually did, and in fact we did it immediately, literally immediately after we were liberated, with there may be a couple of sergeants and about eight men, and I think there were six officers, including myself. And these fellows would come in off the road, and we would interrogate them to find out where they were from, what they were doing, etc., etc., etc. Of course, as you know, there were Belgians, Danes, Dutchmen who'd served in the SS, and we were anxious to find those sort of people. One of the great highlights of that was that I had a very enterprising sergeant who managed to locate a motorbike and sidecar, and off he went into the country, and he came back with food. He came back with food, real food, ham, geese, and for the first time in 5 years, we clobbered into that, and of course that was fantastic. And funnily enough, I wasn't ill after it.
Did you soon go back to England after this period of work with the refugees?
No, it was about 3 weeks before I went back to England. I came very close to the people who were with me. We became very good friends. It was about 3 weeks before I returned to England.
Was there any processing of you as a returning POW in England?
There was very little processing of us, as I recall. We were flown. We spent one night at an airfield at Straubing. And there was a German barracks there, and the Germans had crapped on the beds and left everything filthy there before they left. So none of us, this was in May, late May 1945, so none of us slept there. And I remember we spent a couple of nights out while waiting for the Dakotas to come in and take us away. At that time, I think the VE celebrations were going on in England. Then we were taken away in Dakotas. I think it was a place in Belgium which I went to, or northern France. And then we were transferred to a Lancaster. And I remember Pieska, Flying Officer Pieska, who was the Pole in the camp, little camp which we'd set up, the centre which we'd set up. I remember him saying to the Polish crew of this Lancaster, look, Captain Irwin's looked after us pretty nicely, give him a seat up front, would you? And so I flew home in the front of a Lancaster. My father had circularized the camps, saying that he was then on the control commission, the coal control commission in Germany, that he was in England and that he would be staying at the Rembrandt Hotel in London, and that he could be found there. Well, I don't think my father really believed that we should have been prisoners of war. We should either have returned or been killed. Throughout the time I was a prisoner of war, I think I maybe only had two letters from my father, three at the most. I had about 8 letters from Tommy Thomas, the man to whom I referred, who was the commanding officer of the 9th Battalion of the Royal Thunder Fusiliers. He was simply wonderful to me. He wrote to me from England, and then he got away from Singapore. He was told to get away from Singapore. My battalion, the 9th Battalion of the Royal Northumberland Fusiliers, those of whom got away from France, later went with the 18th Division to Singapore, where they were all captured or killed. Tommy was told to go with the regimental sergeant major. Tommy eventually ended up as a major general in Burma, but he wrote me the most marvellous letters and has continued to do so. So I was pretty much of a mess when I got back to England. I had no badges of rank, I had no hat, I had my overcoat and a sack on my back, and that was about it, a rucksack on my back. And we were from this processing centre, supposedly processing centre, where I don't recall being x-rayed. I was put into a 1500 weight truck, and it was only when the others who were on there say, look, this chap's an officer, you know, he would like to go to the Rembrandt Hotel, do you think you could possibly see that he gets there? It was only with some persuading that I got to the Rembrandt Hotel, where I got to the Rembrandt Hotel, and I hadn't seen my father for well over 5 years. He came up to me and he said, good evening, Charles, how are you? We'll go in to dinner now. We're going home tonight. Of course, all that I wanted to do, I wanted to go down to Devon. I wanted to get away to peace and quiet. And I think all of us wanted to do this. To forget it all and to gradually come back to life again. Well, I well recall that evening, because my father and I had dinner with a brigadier, territorial brigadier, Marley, who'd been a great pal of my father's. He was a Durham Light Infantry brigadier, and I think he probably was a bachelor, but he was a very understanding man. And the three of us had dinner, and I think mine was an omelette. And I well remember that Maurice Few, who was our mess cook of the five in the last 2.5 years we were together in Eichstätt, I well remember Maurice Few turning out of potato peel and dried egg powder very much better omelettes than were turned out for us that night at the Rembrandt Hotel. The fact is that my father went home on a first-class sleeper that night, while I went home on the lower one of a four-berth sleeper compartment to Newcastle.
Do you think that your period of imprisonment has left any long-term effects with you, either physical or in your attitudes or in any other way?
Yes, it's left me as a fairly independent sort of being. I think it was a shattering experience. It was subsequently to ruin my career as a soldier, because thereafter, a year later, or 16 months later, I was to get polio, which after 3 years after that, I was to be invalided out of the army. It is indelible, the experience. The language which I learnt have enabled me to travel the world ever since, and to lead a commercial life. Yes, I suppose we are. I'm different from those who went through the war. Who went through the war? I would either have been killed. I'm quite sure that I would have done reasonably well. I'm quite sure that another 3 days of real battle in France would have made me a real soldier.
What's your attitude towards the Germans today? Has it changed from what it was when you were a POW?
Inevitably, it's had to change. I've become associated in business with German companies. I've become a much more tolerant and, I may say, forgiving man. Of course, as a prisoner, I'd studied theology and philosophy as a prisoner. I started to question things and to ask myself about life, and I still do. And I may say this has upheld me over the years since 1945. I have a high regard for the Germans. They're extremely efficient. They work. When you go to Germany today, you feel industry hums. I respect them. Whether I like them or not, is perhaps another question. Okay. There are a couple of things which I would like to add. We were, throughout the whole time, British officer prisoners of war were deducted one-third of their pay and were given what were known as lager marks, which were pretty valueless. This didn't happen to officers of the colonial and dominion officers. They received their pay in full. I would say, generally speaking, that their Red Cross conditions and of their parcels and the conditions under which they went back were better than for British officers. There is also one other point of interest, in that you will recall my having mentioned leaving things behind before we marched out of Eichstätt. Well, much to my surprise, nearly 18 months later, they arrived at my home in Newcastle upon Tyne. A crate, or how they got into the crate I don't know, but a crate containing those belongings which I had left in Eichstätt. And of course I was delighted to find many of the notes from the lectures and from the studying which I'd done.